Lamentations 4. How the gold has become dim, the most pure gold has changed. The stones of the sanctuary are poured out at the head of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they now esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the jackals draw out the breast, they nurse their young ones. The daughter of my people has become cruel like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the nursing child clings to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaks it to them. Those who fed delicately are desolate in the streets. Those who were brought up in scarlet, this is the princes of the people, embraced dunghills. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands were laid on her. Her nobles were purer than snow, they were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies, their polishing was as of sapphire. Their appearance now is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets, their skin clings to their bones, it is withered, it has become like a stick. Well, he's lamenting what had happened to the princes, and yet so many of Jeremiah's prophecies had told Zedekiah and the princes of Judah that if you do not repent, this is going to happen to you. And they were given multiple last-minute opportunities to change the outcome, but they didn't. And yet when it actually happens, judgment really did have to come. Jeremiah is sort of shocked deeply that it had happened, even though he had predicted it. So we can know God's word, but making it true for you as a reality that this is actually the case is sometimes difficult. Those who are killed with the sword are better than those who are killed with hunger, for these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have boiled their own children. They were their food in the destruction of the daughter of my people. Yeah, it was all tragic, but one of the things that Jeremiah had condemned Judah for was burning their children as sacrifices to their idols. And now they're forced to eat their own children in the siege and in the famine that came after the destruction of Jerusalem. Well, yes, but they were actually getting back what they themselves had done. Yahweh has accomplished his wrath. He has poured out his fierce anger. He has kindled a fire in Zion, which has devoured its foundations. The kings of the land didn't believe that the adversary and the enemy would enter into the gates of Jerusalem. It is because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. They wander as blind men in the streets. They are polluted with blood so that men can't touch their garments. Depart, they cry to them. Unclean, depart, depart, don't touch. When they fled away and wandered, men said among the nations, they shall not live here any more. The anger of Yahweh has scattered them. He will no more regard them. They didn't respect the persons of the priests. They didn't favor the elders. Our eyes still fail, looking in vain for our help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save. So they were looking to Egypt for salvation. And God had told them, don't trust in Egypt, trust in me. Babylon is going to destroy Egypt. But their eyes were not to God, they were to Egypt. And that nation could not save them. They hunt our steps so that we can't go in our streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled. Our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of the sky. They chased us on the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. Well, they had broken the covenant, and one of the agreements they had made with God under the old covenant was that if they sinned, then God would send an eagle, an invading nation, to destroy them. And that's what happened. And yet, when it happens, Jeremiah laments it. And yet I think that Jeremiah does sort of represent God, that God also had this lament, this grief, when it actually happened. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of Yahweh, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, under his shadow we shall live among the nations. Rejoice and be glad, daughter of Edom, that dwells in the land of Uz. The cup shall pass through to you also. You shall be drunken and shall be made naked. The punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, daughter of Zion. He will no more carry you away into captivity. He will also visit your iniquity, daughter of Edom. He will uncover your sins. I think he was particularly bitter that the Edomites, that's the descendants of Esau, had come and joined in with Babylon in destroying Judah. And his hope was, Jeremiah's hope, was that this was the last time Zion would be punished and they would never go into captivity again. They would learn their lesson. Well, that was his hope. But they didn't learn the lesson because they did go into captivity again. You think of what happened in AD 70 at the hands of the Romans. And always, God's hope is that this will be the last time you will learn your lesson. But they haven't done so. And we also are so slow to learn our lessons. And we should learn from all this to learn quicker.